Ciao a tutti, and welcome to your GCSE Italian Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most exciting and personally relevant topics in the whole specification. Theme 1, Identity and Culture, specifically the Free Time Activities sub-theme. We're talking music, cinema, and TV, food and eating out, and sport. Now here's the great news. This topic comes up across all four skills: listening, speaking, reading, and writing. That means the vocabulary and grammar you learn today will pay off in every single paper. So let's get into it, and by the end of this episode, you'll have the key vocabulary, the grammar structures, the exam tips, and a quick-fire quiz to test yourself. Ready? Andiamo! Let's start with vocabulary, because without the right words, you can't do anything. I want you to think of this topic in four mini-themes: Illa Musica, Illinois Cinema, Illa Televisione, Illinois Cibo, and Lo Sport. For music, La Musica, your essential words are La Canzone, that's song, Il Cantante or La Cantante for singer, Il Concerto for concert, and the key verbs Ascoltare, to listen, and Suonare, to play an instrument. A great sentence to practice is Ascolto la musica ogni giorno perché mi rilassa. I listen to music every day because it relaxes me. Notice I've used a reason there, perché mi rilassa. That's exactly what examiners want. Opinions plus justification equals marks. Moving on to cinema and TV, il cinema e la televisione. Keywords: il film, film, la serie televisiva, TV series, il personaggio, character, and the verb guarda, to watch. A higher tier word that will impress examiners is il regista, the director, or la trama, the plot. Try this sentence: Ho guardato un film d'azione ieri sera che era molto emozionante. I watched an action film last night, which was very exciting. See how I used the past tense there? Ho guardato, that's the passato prossimo, and we'll come back to that in a moment. Now food and eating out, il cibo e i ristoranti. This is rich territory for the speaking and writing exams. Keywords: il ristorante, restaurant, ordinare, to order, il menu, the menu, il primo piatto, the first course, il secondo piatto, the second course, and il dolce, dessert. Don't forget, in Italy, meals are a serious cultural event. Saying something like, in Italia mangiare insieme è molto importante per la famiglia. In Italy, eating together is very important for the family, shows cultural awareness, and examiners love that. And finally, sport. Lo sport. Essential vocabulary, il calcio, football, nuotare, to swim, la palestra, the gym, allenarsi, to train, and la partita, the match. A useful phrase, faccio sport tre volte la settimana per mantenermi in forma. I do sport 3 times a week to keep fit. That phrase, per mantenermi in forma, is a brilliant higher tier construction. Now let's talk grammar, because this is where marks are really won and lost at GCSE. The three tenses you absolutely must use are the present tense, presente, the past tense, passato, prossimo, and the future tense, futuro semplice. The present tense is the one you probably know best. For our verbs, like guardare, io guardo, tu guardi, lui lei guarda, noi guardiamo, voi guardate, loro guardano. Watch out for giocare, to play sport, which has a spelling change, o gioco, tu giochi. That H is crucial to keep the hard sound. The passato prossimo, the perfect past tense, is formed with a vir or esser plus the past participle. For most verbs, use a vir. C'ho mangiato, I ate, hai guardato, you watched, ha suonato, he or she played. But for reflexive verbs and movement verbs, use esser, and the past participle must agree with the subject. So, mi sono allenato, be trained, if you're male, or mi sono allenata, if you're female. This agreement is a classic exam trap. The future tense, future semplice, is actually quite regular and elegant. For guardare, guarderà, guarderai, guarderà, guarderemo, guarderete, guarderanno. Notice that accent on the first and third person, singular. Guardo and guardera. A great future phrase for the speaking exam. Il prossimo fine. Settimana andrò al cinema con I miei amici. Next weekend, I will go to the cinema with my friends. Andare, to go, is irregular in the future. Andrò, andrai, andrà. One more grammar point. Opinions. Examiners at higher tier expect you to give opinions and justify them. Your opinion toolkit? Secondo me, in my opinion. Trovo che, I find that. Mi piacciono, I like. Non mi piace, non mi piacciono, I don't like. Preferisco, I prefer. And for justification, perché, because, quindi, therefore, tuttavia, however, nonostante, although, these connectives are gold dust for your writing mark. Right, let's talk exam strategy, because knowing the content is only half the battle. In the listening exam, always read the questions before the audio starts. Underline keywords in the question so you know what to listen for. Watch out for distractors. The audio might mention something that sounds like the answer, but then contradicts it. For example, a speaker might say, non mi piace il calcio, I don't like football, and the question asks what sport they enjoy. Don't be caught out by the negative. In the speaking exam, the biggest mistake candidates make is giving one-word answers. If you're asked, ti piace la musica? Do you like music? Don't just say sì. Sì, mi piace molto la musica pop perché le canzoni sono molto orecchiabili. Yes, I really like pop music because the songs are very catchy. Opinion plus reason plus interesting vocabulary. That's the formula. Also, and this is really important, if you don't understand a question, use a repair strategy.
Sai, puoi ripetere per favore?
Can you repeat, please? Or non ho capito bene? I didn't quite understand. This shows communicative competence, and examiners credit it. In reading, watch out for false friends. The word sensibile in Italian means sensitive, not sensible. Actuala means current or present, not actual. These trip up so many candidates. In writing, the most common error is forgetting adjective agreement. If you write un film interessante, an interesting film, that's correct because film is masculine. But una storia interessante, an interesting story, needs the feminine form. Always check your adjective endings. And please, use at least three tenses in your higher writing task. Examiners are specifically looking for evidence of past, present, and future. If you only write in the present, you're capping yourself at a lower mark band. Time for your quick-fire quiz. I'll ask the question. Pause for 3 seconds, then give the answer. Ready? 1. How do you say, I watched a film in Italian?
Ho guardato un film.
2. What is the Italian for the match?
La partita.
3. Complete this future tense. E weekend prossimo blanco al ristorante. Fill in the gap with, I will go.
Andrò. Weekend prossimo andrò al ristorante.
4. What does sensible mean in Italian? Sensitive? Not sensible. Classic false friend. 5. Give me one opinion, phrase, plus a connective in Italian.
Secondo me il calcio è fantastico perché è molto emozionante.
Or any similar structure, opinion plus perché. Brillante, you've done really well today. Let's do a quick recap of the key takeaways. 1. Learn vocabulary across all 4 sub-themes, music, cinema and TV, food and sport, with genders and example sentences. 2, master 3 tenses, presente, passato prossimo, and futuro semplicis, and use all 3 in your writing and speaking. 3, always give opinions and justify them with perché or another connective. 4, in listening, read questions first and watch for distractors and negatives. 5, in speaking, never give one-word answers. Develop, extend, and use different tenses. And remember, the examiners want to reward you. They're looking for evidence of what you can do, not what you can't. So be confident, be ambitious with your language, and show them everything you know. Buona fortuna con i vostri esami. Good luck with your exams. And keep revising.
Arrivederci.